Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, former Nevada State Archivist Guy Rocha will be here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on. Getting information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
To state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Guy Rocha, former state archivist. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Lots to talk about today with our glass half full, half empty.
Oh, yes.
You just returned from Laughlin.
I did.
And tell us what you found.
Well, I went down there. That's where I stay when I play softball in Bullhead City, Arizona, senior softball. And what I found is a community that's holding its own. None of the hotel casino operations had closed. I went to see a number of different ones. Different ball players stayed at different places, and some places were doing quite well. Others were rather quiet. They're bringing in busloads of people, I assume from Greater Los Angeles and the rest. And I hear they have plans.
Let me ask you this: what kind of room rates were you looking at while you stayed there? Because I talked with this with Sue Loudon a couple of weeks ago, and I said to her, you know, when I look at a place to go, if I'm looking at a rate that's under $100, I'm concerned about taking my wife there. What kind of rates were you looking at in Laughlin?
Okay, I stayed there, Sunday, and then left Wednesday, so there were particular rates. I stayed at the Edgewater, which is also associated with the Colorado Bell. I paid $16, two beds, and split the cost, and the Colorado Bell is $14 Sunday through Thursday. So, yes, minimal.
And these were not bad rooms. These were decent rooms.
They're decent rooms, yeah. They're not upscale, but they're, I mean, you know, there's no problem with them.
Okay, so do you think that is a detriment to having people coming to Laughlin with having those low room rates, or do you think that is something that is an attraction?
I think...
I mean, $8 a night.
I know. You know, that's a loss leader, I guess, or a leader loss.
Yeah.
It's to get them in there to gamble. And, of course, like with senior softball, they bring in literally scores of teams from Canada and Washington and other parts of the country. And so that's low overhead for these teams to travel to Vegas and rent a car and come down there, and then they're hoping they're going to buy the product, you know, whatever it might be, their food, their, you know, their games and the rest. And so I think it's what they do in Laughlin to make a go of it, and perhaps undercut the tribal casinos with those kind of room rates.
Okay, but now, was the gaming floor busy?
Depended on the property. I saw at Harrah's, I was impressed. It was quite busy. River Palms, it looked like it was dead. Edgewater was decent.
Okay. You've talked about St. George, Utah, and difference between St. George, Utah, and, for example, Laughlin. What's going on in St. George?
Well, certainly it's not hotel, casino,
right, gambling. Absolutely.
Right. But what I'm seeing is a booming community, booming again, had a slight downturn during the economic recession. But I see housing developments going up, condos, new highway construction, a brand new airport, all sorts of migratory retirees, light industry, and recreation. People jumping off there to Zion and Bryce and the rest. I mean, it is dynamic. I mean, you can feel the energy in St. George, Utah.
Okay, and why do you think people are going to St. George rather than coming to Nevada? These kind of businesses.
Yeah, I'm going to have to speculate here in that I think they prefer the educational system there than here. The taxes are not that much better. Really, ours, we don't have a state income tax and a corporate tax. But I've got to think the workforce, and they're looking at their workforce there. By the way, I saw you on TV in St. George.
I know. Channel 3 gets in there.
Channel 3 gets in there. So I go, Sam Shad in St. George. Can you believe it?
We actually show up in the ratings there.
Yes.
Okay, back to Laughlin for a second. Sue Loudon was talking about the need to have some kind of amphitheater to be able to bring entertainment that would help boost Laughlin. And I've got a funny feeling that she already knew that Anthony Marnell and Marnell Gaming is going to put in a $4 million modular amphitheater there that will hold anywhere from 9,300 to 21,000 people. That's huge. That's more than I think the hotel rooms could accommodate, 21,000.
They couldn't accommodate that number. I don't know where people would stay unless it was
Thinking RVs.
And there are a lot of RV parks there, both there and in Bullhead City, Arizona. And of course, it might be day trips as well. Laughlin can really benefit from something like that. I could see they already have some pretty good entertainment aimed primarily at a population 50, 60 over. This is a senior population that visits Laughlin. Yeah, something like this could really, really stimulate the economy. Laughlin itself is not a big city. There might be a little over 7,000 people. There may be more people in that amphitheater on any given day than
right. They
live in the whole town.
Right.
So I think it's great. I don't know what they'll do in July or August.
It's 8,000 degrees.
118, yeah. But arguably from certainly maybe September through May, June, and doing things at night when it cools down.
Well, you know, it's interesting. People were wondering why when Sue Loudon was on the program, I spent so much time talking about Laughlin, where she and her husband have properties there. But if she's running for lieutenant governor, one of the things that she's going to have to be involved in is boosting rural tourism. And, you know, Laughlin is part of rural Nevada. Let's take a break. More
okay.
with Guy Roshek when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Guy Rocha, the former Nevada State Archivist. UNLV looks like they're going to get a medical school. And, you know, this is something Jim Rogers, when he was chancellor, was pushing for, and even after the fact with his health science center. It seems to me that that's a natural thing to do, and it seems unnatural that it's taken so long to get there.
Well, let's start with the school at UNR. You know, this started in the latter 1960s, okay, and there was... you know, an effort to establish the school, and I guess the power dynamics at that time, they decided that UNR would be the appropriate place for that medical school. And it has grown tremendously. I believe initially there was some help. I think Howard Hughes played some role in this at the time, whatever. The resistance was how do we support two schools in a state of this size? And that's what I heard over the years. My take is I think there should be a school down there, but sustainability, and you look at budgets and where the money's going to come from, to me, the devil's in the budgetary details.
But isn't this such a huge growth area?
No doubt.
And especially in a place like Nevada, as you're talking about with, you know, Laughlin and St. George, that seniors are going to be continuing to flock to northern and southern Nevada in particular because of the weather, and this is just going to be a huge growth industry.
It will be a huge growth industry. The latest figures, 72% of the population live in Clark County. As you note, also, St. George, where do those people come for their services? So there's a huge hinterland, you know, as well, outside just Las Vegas proper and UNLV. So, we need more doctors, and I suspect we can sustain that. But to me, again, is where will the money come from? That's always critical in a state like this. We're thin on money. So it's not like the idea is not a good one and the need isn't there and will grow. But we need support. Private sector support, I would hope, would be part of that public-private partnership.
Do you think having a place like the Cleveland Clinic established in Southern Nevada, a private enterprise that is doing, I understand, very well and obviously does well around the country, that helps, that leads people who have money and wish to invest in these kind of things to look at Southern Nevada and go, okay, we have credibility.
Well, you know, as much as I know about the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm aware of it, clearly they've made the capital venture down there and are being sustained and doing well. And so it seems to indicate that a medical school in UNLV would also be sustainable. Just
now,
need the money.
Now, what do you think about the North-South, you know, discussion, because it's getting louder and louder, and maybe it's being spurred on by the media, maybe it's being spurred on by this program, but it just seems that this is the loudest we've heard it in 20 years.
Well, I mean, this rivalry has gone on as long as, you know, I grew up in Southern Nevada and grew up in Las Vegas, and this rivalry has gone on since it was on my radar in the 1960s. Loud because I think this could really happen. And the dean, who I've met, I believe you had him on the show and talked to him, he's really stepped up, in promoting this.
Then he did back off the cost. He said on this program it would cost about $200 million. The number that they're talking about now is significantly lower.
Well, that's smart. But you also hear, well, maybe we can get a law school up north. That kind of, you know, quid pro quo, tit for tat. So we'll see, how the rhetorical dynamic plays.
See, I like that. You see, you've got the fancy stuff. I've just got the common stuff.
Oh.
Okay. The idea of Las Vegas hosting the 2016 GOP National Convention.
Certainly they can sustain it. I mean, you know, that's a world-class venue. But I look at the Republican Party in the state, and I just ask myself, what a mess. And, if they've playing into the whole dynamic, and I know there's, you know, the national aspect of it, but I think they better do some house cleaning and everything. I don't think they're going to make for good hosts.
Do you think that the amount of money that is potentially available from people like Sheldon Adelson and Steve Wynn makes a difference in the conversation?
Yes. Yes. Always yes.
But it would be an incredible boost.
It would.
Las Vegas.
There's no doubt.
In terms of credibility, beyond just the fact that we could do it, but the fact that you would have something this solid.
I agree. Again, my concern would be, you know, the host, the Republican Party of Nevada, and doing it. But it's all very feasible. It's a great place for it. I'd like to see it happen.
But do you see this as a place where the governor and Senator Heller could step up to the plate and be the face of the Republican Party, although they're doing their best not to be at this point in time?
Well, there's other distractions. But in a venue like that, yes, it could bring a lot of national focus. And to the leadership, I don't mean the party squabbles, but the leadership in the party, and both of them, are attractive for their respective reasons.
And Senator Reid obviously has no problem supporting something like this because it would be so good for the state. In fact, he said that he has private conversations with both Steve Wynn and Sheldon Adelson. When they have problems, he helps them out.
I'm not surprised.
To say the least. The Culinary Union keeps on going after the Cosmopolitan. Do you think that's good for Las Vegas and good for the Strip? Because it doesn't just affect the Cosmopolitan, it affects all the properties around there.
Okay, well, yeah, this is, close to my heart. Full disclosure, I was a member of Culinary Local 226 at the age of 15 and continued to sustain some relationship with people in the union. Their concern is if the Cosmopolitan doesn't sign a union contract, the house of cards, the cards start tumbling. That's their argument. They have to get the Cosmopolitan, in their collective bargaining ranks. Does it look good? Labor strife, management strife doesn't ever look good. But the fundamental question is if the outcome was not to essentially organize and make that a union house, what would the future be for Culinary Local 226 in Clark County? And that's what their concerns are.
Do you mind sticking around for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back with Guy Rocha after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
We all know that the laws are changing and banks are starting to pursue deficiency judgments. The Tax Forgiveness Act and many other programs are ending this year. If you know anyone that needs any help, call me at Marshall Realty before it's too late.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield Network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Some of us have seen a huge loss in home values and our life savings. This qualifies as a true hardship. So call me today to find out which program is best for you. And remember, our services are always free to homeowners.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Guy Rocha, former state Nevada archivist. So we're talking about the culinary and the fight against cosmopolitan. And one of the big stumbling blocks is that the culinary wants to have the property sign a deal that when the property gets sold, that their deal would live on in perpetuity. That doesn't seem appropriate. I mean, I know lots of deals that are cut, and you have a deal, you know, I mean, for example, they wouldn't have liked the deal with the New Frontier if the Ilardi family had cut a deal with the union saying, we're not going to have a union, and that holds for when we sell it to Phil Ruffin, because the first thing Phil Ruffin did was sign with the union.
Sam, I don't know how they could make that work. Look, you can't hold one Congress, you know, and the next Congress has to do what the last Congress does, or the next legislature does what the last legislature, you know what I mean? You can't compel these people. And a new ownership, my opinion is you have to negotiate with the new ownership. So I'm not sure, and I don't know what kind of precedent it is in labor management bargaining, that somehow you're going to commit the current ownership of a property, and that if they sell the property, one of the conditions of selling the property is the next owner is going to be committed to the union. That next owner either won't conduct the business deal, or when they do it, they'll ignore it. I mean, how are you going to hold them in court to that?
Well, the other thing is that this is not a regular owner of this property. Deutsche Bank owns the property.
Right.
They took it out of bankruptcy, put in the rest of the money to the $3.9 billion to finish the property. It's looking better because their gaming numbers are coming up. It's really a unique property because their food and beverage, day clubs, nightclubs, restaurants are all booming. Room rates, highest on the strip. But the gaming has been the hard part because the property is not built in such a way that people naturally stop to game. It's kind of like the problems they had at the Luxor when the Luxor first opened, and gaming was in sort of in the basement. But those gaming numbers are coming up now, so maybe, you know, Deutsche Bank is not going to have to take as big a bath, but they're still going to lose $1, $2, maybe $3 billion on this property.
The culinary. And again, I don't speak for them,
right.
But I speak as a labor historian, okay? I'm more than the state archivist. I am a labor historian, have been for much of my life. The culinary has been very successful for the reasons that it has, including having good working relationships with the houses that were mobbed up and having labor peace. I think it's important that Las Vegas have as much labor peace as possible and that you negotiate in good faith. I don't understand, personally, and you've just brought this to my attention for the first time, this is a bargaining chip is beyond me. I've never seen that gambit played before. I don't think it's a good one, but I am sympathetic to the Culinary Local 226 position as far as getting that house to be a union house.
All right, let's stay in the same vein but move away from the union.
Okay.
So, you know, we like to talk on this program about the health of Washoe County as far as gaming goes and the health of Clark County. Certainly on the Strip, things seem to be improving dramatically. Jim Murin recently did an interview with Rick Velotta of the Las Vegas Sun where he talked about even Resorts World opening up potentially 3,000 plus rooms would not be that much more rooms to absorb into the marketplace. And so, therefore, you know, they wanted to be able to keep raising the rates on the rooms that they have because an ADR just drops right to the bottom line. Do you see much more building going on in the next 3 years in Las Vegas on the Strip?
Much more building?
Yeah.
No. I see it. I see those properties getting healthy and sustaining. There might be some growth, but no, I don't see the kind of growth that we saw, say, prior to 2007. I do not see that kind of boom growth where the state bird was the, you know, construction crane. But I see health and vitality and sustainability, and the future looks good. But I don't see a boom economy.
Well, you know what's ironic is that Rosemary Vasiliadis, who's the head of the airport now in Clark County.
Oh, she's head of the airport authority?
She is, yeah.
Okay.
She's now talking about Ivanpah. I thought Ivanpah was dead. And that would be huge.
It would be huge. And, you know, Ivanpah has been talked about since at least the 1960s. You know, even Howard Hughes had made mention of Ivanpah, said one day, this is not going to be enough for you. You know, McCarran used to be on the Strip, the entrance there, and then they moved over to Paradise Road. But I think that day will need to come. Las Vegas will continue to grow, not in a booming way, but it will continue to grow, and it'll tax that space. That area is congested there. And I could see Ivanpah, and I could see light rail out to Ivanpah.
Absolutely, and the increase in trucking. I mean, it would be a boon for so many different industries. But I'm going to disagree with you here. I think that all the signs are that once capacity is absorbed, because Jim Murren was talking about how they're in the 90s in terms of percentage of occupancy a lot of the time now in Las Vegas, that once you get into the high 90s, you've got to build. I see no way that you stop people coming. Why would you stop people coming when there's so much untapped potential in the marketplace for places like China, for places like India, that the convention authority in Las Vegas wants to go after?
Well, that's an interesting marketing campaign. We'll see if the trend line is sustained. Okay, it's important. Let's see if the Sahara reopens at whatever it's supposed to reopen as.
SLS, it's going to.
Okay, yeah, that's what, you know. And so these properties need to be reinvigorated and come back
that
anyway.
That place is going to be so hot, it's going to be on fire.
Okay, you're selling the product.
Thank you, my friend. Okay. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Experience the Eldorado's Power Pennies Plus, voted best casino promotion by News and Review readers. Keep on winning with bonus games that follow you. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our Power Pennies Plus Fantastic Friday Slot Tournaments. Play Prospectors Plunge Tournaments Friday at 6, 8, and 10 p.m. Power Pennies Plus, only at the Eldorado.
This NFL game break is brought to you by McDonald's, where the McRib sandwich is back for a limited
McRib
time.
Is back.
Tender, juicy.
That's like getting 37 yards on a 4th-and-1.
No, it's like running the I formation out of the wishbone.
No. That's like getting a 2-point conversion when you're up by 9. That's like going long on your 1-yard line.
That's like lining up, trips right against the cover 2, calling an audible to a post route and hitting the slot receiver for an 80-yard score.
McRib is back at McDonald's. Real pork, really awesome.
At Bradley, Drendel, and Janae, we fight for the legal rights of our clients here in Nevada. We are also proud to partner with News 4 in recognizing the Nevada Military Support Alliance. Nevada's servicemen and women stand in harm's way to fight for our freedom and the way of life we all enjoy as Americans, some giving the ultimate sacrifice to defend our great nation. At Bradley, Drendel, and Janae, we are Nevada proud, and we salute America's Armed Forces and the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
Sparks Tile and Stone has a huge selection of natural stone, ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and decorative tiles. We're located in Sparks at 935 South Rock Boulevard. Our unique inventory of raw slab granite has been imported from all over the world. Let Cindy and the staff at Sparks Tile and Stone help you choose the right tile or granite for your remodeling project.
Come see us at Sparks Tile and Stone for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
Circle News 4 on Google Plus.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we're talking regional transportation issues this year.